This Torah class is brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.
Okay, good evening, everyone. Shalom Aleichem. Bruchim Aboyim to Masechta Yevamos, Daf, Nun Dalet, Amud Beis. So the Gemara is seeking to find a source that Hara is considered a valid Bia, non-full-fledged Bia is considered a legitimate Bia, Legabe Chiyuvei Kares, Legabe Isurim. The Gemara tried to learn it out from Nida. It says Hara by Nida. But the thing is, Nida is Metame Bayala. It says by Eishes Ach, the phrase Nidahi, from which we learn out that just like Nida is Bahara, Eishes Ach is Bahara. The thing is, we can't learn out from Eishes Ach, because when it comes to Eishes Ach, it's a erva that you could increase the number of women who are Eishes Ach. And then the Gemara says maybe we'll learn it out from Achis Av and Achis Aim, because there it says Hara. Achis Av you can't learn out because it's an Isser that's natural, that comes on its own as opposed to Eishes Ish. The Gemara tried to learn it out from two. And the Gemara said, oh, we'll learn out from Nida and Eishes Ach. Nida is natural, Eishes Ach is Yadai L'Rabbis. There's no common percha. And the Gemara says there is a common percha, because Nida and Eishes Ach, they have no heter b'chaye oisran. That while the woman is menstruating, while your brother is married to this woman, there's no way to release the Isser. Nida is a Nida so long as she is menstruating. Eishes Ach, so long as she's married to your brother, she's Aser, as opposed to Eishes Ish, that there's a heter b'chaye oisra, namely he could divorce her. So the Gemara has a question. This is more a question on language. This is more a question on wording. Amar le Rav Acha midifta midifti le Ravina. Rav Acha midifti said to Ravina, Atu nida ve'eshes ach b'chaye oisran hu de'en lahem heter. It says, nida and eshes ach have no heter b'chaye oisran. While the iser is extant, b'chaye oisran, they have no heter. That implies that after the iser, there is a heter. Aval la'achar mikan yesh lahem heter. And after the iser, there is a heter. Meaning, it sounds like as long as a person's alive and she's bleeding, or as long as a person's alive and she's eshes ach, there's no heter. Because even if he divorces her, she's aser. But Eishes has a heter, b'chaye osran. Frak di Gemara, nida biyoyme talya milsa. Even after she stops bleeding, she is still going to be aser. Why? Because she's still a nida until you count the days. Biyoyme talya milsa. It's dependent on the days. Eishes ach, your brother's wife, even if your brother dies, she'll still be Aser if he has children, Bebanim Talia Milsa. So therefore the question is, just a question in wording, how could you say, Mala these two, that there is no Heter B'chaye Oisran, which implies there is a Heter Achar Chaye Oisran, but that's not true, even Achar Chaye Oisran, there's no Heter. This is a question just on the wording. Says the Gemara, Ela Parachachi, ask the following Percha. Ma le nida ve'eshes ach shekein ein oisran matiran. Ma to the nida and eshes ach, that which causes the iser has no heter. In the menstruating, there's no heter. In being eshes ach, there's no heter. Toimer be'eshes ish, the guy who creates the iser eshes ish, she oisra matira, the one who asks her, permits her. So that is the percha. That is the percha. Okay, just battery time. Beautiful. Says the Gemara, okay, so then basically we're up the creek without a paddle. How do I know Hara? How do I know that Hara is considered a halachic bia regarding other Yisurim, regarding Yisurei Kares, regarding Arayos, Ela Amar Rav Yoina, V'Yitim Rav Huna Breid Rav Yishua, Amar Kra. It says, Kol Asher Ya'asa, this is called Hakesha de Rav Yoina. Kol Asher, and we had this earlier on Daf Ches, it says, Kol Asher, Ki Kol Asher Ya'asa, Mikol HaToeva Yisaela, anyone who does from these abominations, V'nichrasu HaNefashis HaOisais, then the souls that are cut off, those who have done the Avira will be cut off. So it compares all the Harayos together. Hukshu kol Harayos kolam l'nida. All the Harayos are compared to Nida. Ma Nida Bahara, Av kol Bahara. Just like Nida is Asar Bahara, all the Harayos are Asar Bahara. So basically the source of Hara is it says Hara by Nida, and then we learn out all the Harayos from Nida. It says the Gemara Ve'ela Nida, Dixiva Gaba Yeshasach Lamali. That which says Nida by Yeshasach, what do we need that for? Because we could already learn out Hara to Yeshasach from the Hekesh to Nida. Why does it have to say the word Nida by Yeshasach? Beforehand, we were saying it says Nida by Yeshasach to teach me the din of Hara, but now I have a Hekesh. It says Gemara Lech Rav Huna Dam Rav Huna Remez Li Vama Menatar Minayin. It teaches me the din of Rav Huna, because Rav Huna asked a remez to the concept of Yibum Minatar. How do I know that? It says Gemara, Minayin? What do you mean a remez? Haksiv Yivama Yavay Aleha. Says Gemara, well, El Remez Li Yivama She'asura B'chaye Baila Minayin. I know a Yivama, when her husband dies, she becomes mutter to the brother of the deceased. How do you know she's Asur while her husband's alive? That means when, obviously not while she's married to him, when he divorces her. How do I know that a Yivama, that a woman who is married to a guy, and he divorced her and they didn't have children, how do you know she's Asur to the brother? Says Gemara, Hai Svarhi, that's the logic. Mida Amar Rachman al-Acha Misas Baila Sharia, from the fact that Torah says after the husband died, she's mutter, meklal de b'chayi ba'al asur. That implies that while the husband is alive, she's asur. Says the Gemara, v'dilma la'achar misas ba'al mitzvah. Maybe after the husband dies, it's a mitzvah to do yibam. And b'chayi ba'al, while the husband's alive, rishus, it's discretionary to do yibam. Says, inami, or another possibility, la'achar misas ba'al in. Granted, after the husband dies, there's a mitzvah yibam b'chayi ba'al aloy, but not while the husband's alive. However, it would only be an asay, v'lav haba meklal asay, but we wouldn't necessarily know kares. So therefore, the pasuk says, Amar Krav isha sheyikach eshes achiv nidahi. A man will take his brother's wife, she's a nida. V'chi eshes achiv nidahi. Is it one's brother's wife always a nida? V'ela kenida. She's like a nida. Ma nida, just like a nida, afal pi sheyish la heter, even though she has a heter. La'achar mikan, after she's a nida, b'shas yisura b'kares, but while she's menstruating, she's a kares, while she's asur, it's a kares. Af ishas achnami, so to her brother's wife also. Afal pi sheyish la heter, even though when the husband dies, there's a heter, but before the husband dies, la'achar mikan, even though there's a heter, afterwards, b'chaye bala b'kares. So we learn out from the pasuk of Yavama Yavay Aleha that, in other words, why do why does the Torah say Nida by Eshesach to teach that there's a kares b'chaye bala? So now the question is, so why does it say Nida by Achos Av and Achos Eim? Says Gemara, Ela Hara d'chsiva gabay Achos Av and Achos Eim lomli. Why does the Torah say Hara by the father's sister and the mother's sister? Says Gemara, L'chidabay minei Ravina mei Rava. To answer the question, Ravina asked Rava, Hama'are b'zachar, if somebody does Hara to a male, Mahu, what's the din? Says Gemara, b'zachar, to a male, mishkavei isha, ksiva. It says by mishkav zachar, the relations of a woman, from which we learn that whatever would be asur to a woman is asur to a man. So since to a woman, hara is asur, so to a man, hara is asur. So, okay, good. So Tosfos asks, why do I need Mishkav Aisha? Why don't I use the Hekesh of Rabbi Yoina? Says Tosfos, because by the Arayos it says, Mekoira Heera, and that's not Shayach by a Zachar. And the Hekesh of Rabbeinu Yoina is separated from the male because it's separated with the Inyan of Moilach. Or, Tosfos says that to a Zachar, that's not called Bia. Even though I would say on Omer Aleph, we learned yesterday, to a Zachar is Bia, to a Behema is not Bia. So Gemara said, even to a Behema it's Bia, yeah? Yeah. So says the Gemara, why does it say Nida, but why does it say Hara by Achos Av Ela Hara? The Siva Gabi Achos Av Achosim Lamali Lechidaboi Mine Ravina Me Rava. For the question that Ravina asked Rava, Hame Arab Zachar Mahu. Someone who does Hara by a male, what's the din? Says Gemara, Bezachar Mishkava Yishuk Siva. Ela Hame Arab Behemo Mahu. Amarle. Ravina, Rava said back to Ravina, "Im enoi inyan hara. If I don't need hara by achos av achosim, the chsiva gabi achos av achosim, because I learned that from the hekesha of Rabbi Yoina, the asya mekesha Rabbi Yoina, so then use it to teach that hara is aser by a behema. Tineo inyan hara the behema. So the Gemara is not happy with that, because the inyan of living with a behema is chayve misus bezdin. The inyan of living with achos av and achos im is a chayve krisus. Why would the Torah write the word hara by chayve krisus for us to apply to a scenario of chayve misus bezdin? Michti, behema chayve misus bezdin hu. A behema is a chayve misus bezdin. My time ksiv lahara dida gabi chayve krisus. Why does it say the harab chayve misas bezdin by behema by chayve krisus lichtov gabi misas bezdin? Let it write it by misas bezdin. Venelov misas bezdin, mi misas bezdin will learn out one misas bezdin from another misas bezdin. Says the Gemara, Aidi de kule kra lejrasha asi. Since the whole pasuk is coming for a drasha, interesting. You know why it says the din of hara by achos av achosim? Because the whole pasuk of achos av and achosim is for drasha. Ksiv beinami hamilso drasha. So it wrote this matter, namely hara is aser for a drasha. What is my drasha? What is the drasha of the pasuk of Achos Av V'Achosim? Says the Gemara. The Tanya we learned in a Braisa. Ervas Achos Avicha. The erva of the sister of your father. Lo Segale. So what does it mean, the sister of your father? Bein mina av, bein mina im. Whether this, your father's sister from her father or from her mother. Says Gemara, Ato Imar Bein Min Av Bein Min Aim O Ein Ela Min Av. Maybe it's only your father's sister from the father. V'lo Min Aim. Says Gemara, no V'dinhu. It's logical. It should be either from the father or the mother. Chayiv Kan. We know here you're Chayiv, namely by your father's sister. V'chayiv Ba'achoyis and you're Chayiv by your sister. Ma'achoyis, just like your sister Bein Min Av Bein Min Aim. Whether your sister from the father or your sister from the mother. Af Kan. So to your father's sister Bein Min Av Bein Min Aim. Or the Gemara says, let's go the other way. Maybe instead of learning out your father's sister from your sister, let's learn out your father's sister from your aunt. Oiklach l'darach zuur, take this route. Chayiv kan v'chayiv b'doy dasa. It says you're chayiv here by your father's sister, and it says you're chayiv by your aunt, your mother's brother's wife, or your father's brother's wife. Ma doy dasa, just like your aunt, min ha'av loy min ha'im, it's only your aunt from your father. your father's brother's wife, not your mother's brother's wife. Afkan min avle min aim. Meaning, if your uncle was the brother of your father, forget about the brother of your mother. If your uncle was the brother of your father from the mother and not from the father, his wife is not usur to you. So why are we learning out your father's... We have a shaila about your father's sister and your mother's sister. Only from the father or also from the mother? Do we compare it to your sister, which is also from the mother, or do we compare it to your father's brother's wife, which is only from the father? Says the Gemara, Nira Lami Daime. Let's see who it's more similar to. What is your father's sister more similar to? Donin Isra Haba Me'ilav, your father's sister is a natural relationship. We should learn it out from your sister, May Isra Haba Me'ilav, and don't say, well, Doidasai is only from your father's brother from the father's mother, wife. In other words, don't say it's only your father's brother's wife from the father. Don't try to refute me from Doidasai, where that's not a natural relation. That's only who your father's brother married. So therefore, I would learn out from Achoisai rather. It's Bein Mina'av, Bein Mina'im. Tamiloymer, Ervas Achois Avicha Le Segale, Bein Mina'av, Bein Mina'im. 1 second. Oh, sorry. Oy Klach Le Darach Zeh, or go the other way. Don in Kroy Ve'av, Mi Kroy Ve'av. Let's learn out your father's relative, your father's sister. You learn it out from your father's brother's wife. And don't be meichiach from achoisai, because that's not your father's relative, it's your relative. So I really don't know which way to go. Should I learn it out from achoisai, or should I learn it out from doidasai? Talmud loymer ervas achois avicha. Therefore it says the erva of the sister of your father, loy segale, bein mina'av, bein mina'im, whether from the father or the mother. Ervas achois imchalei segale, and the erva of the sister of your mother, you shouldn't reveal. Bein mina av, bein mina aim. Lamali lemichtava ba'achos av. Lamali lemichtava ba'achos aim. Why do I need to learn out both by your father's sister and your mother's sister, that is both from the father and the mother? I'm a rabbi avot, srichi, I need both. The ikatra achmona ba'achos av, if it's just say by your father, it's also either from the father or mother. That your father's sister is usur to you, whether it's your father's sister from the father or your father's sister from the mother. I would think there's something stringent about a father's relative, because all lineage goes back to a father. Shekein yesh l'chayis. Lineage is determined by patrilineal. In Judaism, one's yichus is determined by the father. So therefore, since yichus is determined by the father, maybe by a father, it's usur whether the sister is from the father or the mother. Aval achosim, but your mother's sister, emalai. Maybe since there's no lineage when it comes to a mother, so maybe it's only your mother's sister from her father. V'kazrachman v'achosim, and if we'll just say relative of your mother in a way is more related to you than your father, because your mother, is your mother. Your father... You can't be sure. Says the Gemara, Kas Rachmana ba'achos im, shekein vados. Your mother's sister is vaday aval achos av, but your father's sister, imaloh, maybe you're not related to her. Tzricha. So therefore I need to say that both your father's sister and your mother's sister are asur bein mina av, bein mina im. Now in the Braisa we said something about Doidasai. V'doidasai de pshita le letana de mina av lo mina eminole. How did the Tana know that your aunt is only usur if it's your father's brother's wife from the father and not your father's brother's wife from the mother? Says Gemara, Amar Rava Asya Doi 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 Doi. We make a Gzer Shava Dodo Dodo. Or Doi 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 Doi, however you want to say it. Ksiv Hacha Ervas Doi Doi Gila. Here it says, Erva of your aunt, you revealed. Ksiv Hasam Oi Doi Doi Oi Ben Doi Doi Yigaleno. It says by redeeming property, either your uncle or your uncle's son will redeem it. Malalon. Just like by Geulas Kroivim, the doi doi is your uncle, if your father's brother from the father, not your father's brother from the mother. Afkan, so too, when it comes to Arayos, it's your father's brother's wife from the father, not from the mother. Now, the Gemara asks, how do I know over there, by Geulas Kroivim, it's only your father's brother from the father? There it says, "Mishpachta yigalenu," from your family. Mishpachas av kruya mishpacha. The father's family is called mishpacha. Mishpachas imenu kruya mishpacha. Now, don't try that next time your wife wants to visit her family. You say, "What do you mean? Mishpachas av kruya mishpacha. Mishpachas im lo ena kruya mishpacha." You didn't hear it here. Okay, don't blame it on me. Okay. Frekti Gemara. V'haditnan. So basically we're saying Achos Ishtoi is Aser Let's see what the Gemara is doing here. V'haditnan, that which we learned in the Mishnah. Amru loy mesa ishtecha. They said to you, you know, your wife died. So you're married to lady one. V'nasa achosa, you married her sister. Now it's her sister from the father. V'nasa achosa me'avia. You married number one's sister from the father. You married number two. Mesa, she died. V'nasa achosam ima, you married her sister from the mother. So lady 1 and 3 are not related. They have both a different father and different mother. Mesa, they told you that one died. V'nasa achosam, and you married her sister, me'avia. Mesa, v'nasa achosam ima. So basically, lady 1, 3, and 5 are not related. Lady 2 is related to lady 1 and related to lady 3. Lady 4 is related to 3 and 5, but 1, 3, and 5 are not related. And it turned out they spun you the biggest Bubba Mice in history. They said, oh, your wife died, so you married someone else. So the guy said, oh, what a shoita, I'll try this again. And he got him to marry 5 ladies. Okay. So the halacha is, Mutter Barishai. Now he's allowed to stay with the first one. The first one is his wife. He married her rightfully. He's allowed to stay married to the third one. The third one's not related to the first one. Uvechamish is in the fifth one. But the second one, he's Aser too, because she's the sister of his first wife. The fourth one is Aser. She's the sister of the third wife. So he's Mutter and Lady 1, 3, and 5. Upoitroi Sarai Sayan. And if he dies without children, and somebody does Yibum to one, the rest are Pater. Va'aser b'shni avrius. He cannot marry the second one and the fourth one. Ve'ein bias achas mehem poitaras sarasa. And living with one of them does not pater the tsara. What does that mean? If you live with lady 2 or 4, it doesn't pater any of the other ladies here. Let's say the first one, Taka, died, and he lived with the second one. He's allowed to stay with the second one and the fourth one, and if he lives with one, the other is pater. He's also in the third and the fifth. Now, from here, the Gemara is going to derive, from here we see that Achos Ishtai is Aser Bein Mina Av Bein Mina Im. He's only allowed to live with Lady 3. So we're going to see next time how we see from this scenario that it's asur, that Ishas, that Achos Ishta is asur bein mina av, bein mina aim. What's the Gemara bringing this in for? The Gemara is proving from here, Achos Ishtai is also Bein Mina'av, Bein Mina'im. Okay, Rabbi, so we're going to hold it over here. Thanks everyone for joining. And we'll be B'Kasher. Kol Tov.
You've just experienced another Torah class brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.